We can assume the Pharisee's question was not asked in good faith based upon the normal interaction between Jesus and the Pharisees and the leaders. So often the scriptures tell us that they were trying to trap him or trip him up or catch him or find something against him. But yet, oftentimes, we can look beyond perhaps their intention to the heart of the questions or the statements that they make. And so this question about when the kingdom of God would come, probably in the time of Jesus, when there was a lower standard of living than we are used to today, when there was greater poverty and sickness, it probably was a natural longing for the coming of the kingdom, for relief and relief from all the suffering, the discomfort, the drudgery of daily life. But now that most of us don't live in those conditions, at least not physically, do we wonder about the coming of the kingdom? Do we have what we would call an eternal perspective, with our hearts and minds set on the things that are above? Or because we live such a comfortable life and everything we could possibly want is available at our fingertips in just a swipe and a click away, do we really long for the coming of the kingdom? And Jesus' answer, as usual, is surprising. The kingdom is already here. The Pharisees and the people of the time perhaps were looking for a military, a political kingdom, some external institution that they could point to and then cling to and then claim to be on the right side. And certainly part of that is the reality of the kingdom. But what Jesus is referring to and what he teaches us of the kingdom already being here, the kingdom of God is a reflection of, it's an outflow of the heart of the Son of Jesus, the Son of God in Jesus. That we are in the kingdom when we are in Jesus. It's not some place or some political conquering, but it's a radical reorientation of our priorities and our desires and our dreams and our wishes. So do we have an eternal perspective? Do we long for the day when Christ reigns? When he reigns supreme over all lands and over all hearts? In a couple of Sundays, we will celebrate Christ the King Sunday. Perhaps in these remaining days of this liturgical cycle, we can really pray for that. Pray that we can die to the idols that we've constructed in our lives, the false kingdoms that we hold allegiance to, and beg for the simplicity and the humility to live in the heart of the Father, to be with Jesus, the King. And perhaps then we will realize that the kingdom of God is already here.